Good afternoon, Daniel. Actually, sitting on Lake Wenderee, magnificent afternoon, and just trying to catch a lazy brown or rainbow trout that might like one of the flies that I've got on this afternoon.
Well, how are you going?
Not too good at the moment, so I'm just struggling, but you never know. We've got a bit of a fishing competition here at the Ballarat Fly Fishers Club, the Lake Wenderee 2 Fly, and so we've got a whole heap of guys from all over the state trying to catch a trout, obviously, which is our target species, and well, I haven't had any luck as yet, but it's only early days, and if I don't get one today, you never know, I might get one on Sunday as well.
Well, let's find out where they're biting, apart from where you are. Are other locations of where they're biting this afternoon and maybe even into tomorrow?
Yeah, certainly, Daniel. Moorabool Reservoir has been fantastic fishing for trout, rainbow and brown trout, if you fish flies or lures. Certainly, if we get some overcast weather, Sunday afternoon, it's been forecast for that. Lake Epilock certainly been target place for a lot of anglers, so redfin, yellow belly and Murray cod on lures. So certainly if you can be out there once again on Sunday or Saturday afternoon before the change comes through, the fish will be on the bite there. And certainly a story that I've heard in the last week or so, Daniel, which is fair dinkum, of some lovely Murray cod being caught up at Cobram on the Murray River, and they've been caught on cocktail franklets. And it's not a yarn, that's fair dinkum. I've heard it from a number of sources as well, Daniel.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. I did say sauces. I didn't mean tomato sauce or barbie sauce or anything like that. But no, that's dead serious. What happens there, Daniel, is that the people have been using cocktail franklets for bait. The shrimp actually go and eat the cocktail franklets. And then all of a sudden, Murray cod comes along and sees a big heap of shrimp eating the frankfurts, and that's what they eat. They think that's a big bait ball. They're going to eat that, and that's how it all happens. So one of those things, Daniel. One of those things.
I just wonder whether when you get the fish, you know, and you once you've caught it, whether you open it up and you see like the shrimp or whatever, I don't know how it all works, and all of a sudden you see the cocktail Frankfurt in there, you'll be going, oh, geez, what an interesting diet that is.
Yeah, certainly. And look, there's lots of other baits that that aren't natural. So a lot of people catch a lot of Murray cod on cheese. So and that's the same thing, that the shrimp come and eat the cheese, and then all of a sudden the cod comes and eats the it's the shrimp, so it's all that. But once again, when it comes to Murray cod, it has to be in season, which we are currently in season, and it has to be within the size limit, so between 55 and 75 centimetres. So a lot of people that do catch cod, most of them let them go. So we don't get the opportunity to see what's actually in their tummy, what they have been eating, but it'd be interesting to see whether they actually have that cocktail Frankfurt in their tummy.
Shane Stevens joins us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Shane, very quickly, I just wanted to touch on Easter just around the corner, and plenty of opportunity to just do a bit of a once-over with your gear, just to make sure everything's A-OK.
Yeah, I'm a person, Daniel, likes to be prepared, and I don't want to have anything go wrong. Obviously, those things can happen, but certainly over the next couple of weekends, it's a perfect opportunity to make sure all your camping gear is ready. Your fishing gear, obviously, trailers, so whether it be just your normal car trailer or a boat trailer as well, make sure that those spare tyres are all pumped up, your bearings are all being greased up, your lights are working, nothing worse than pulling over the side of the road and you've got a flat tyre and your spare's flat. And obviously make sure that you do have your safety gear. And something else that's very important, I think, when we do go away is have a well-stocked first aid kit, because you just never know, there's always kids hanging around and something can go wrong. So we've got plenty of Band-Aids and Betadine and all those sorts of bits and pieces. So perfect opportunity over the next week, and especially this weekend, if you don't head out fishing, get everything ready to make sure that you're right to head off at Easter and have a great time.
Shane, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Cheers, Daniel.